What happens when a physicist with a cartoon pen takes on the universe's most ridiculous hypotheticals? In What If 2, Randall Monroe transforms seemingly nonsensical questions into gateways to profound scientific understanding. This isn't just a collection of amusing thought experiments. It's a masterclass in how curiosity, even at its most absurd, can illuminate the fundamental principles governing our reality. By examining questions like, what if the solar system was filled with soup, with rigorous scientific analysis, Monroe demonstrates that there are no truly stupid questions, only opportunities to deepen our understanding of how the universe actually works. The book's genius lies in using the ridiculous as a vehicle to explain the sublime, making complex physics, astronomy, and biology accessible through scenarios so outlandish they stick in your memory long after reading. Imagine filling the solar system with soup to Jupiter's orbit, 778 million kilometers in radius. This mass, 1.4 times 10 to the 15 cubic kilometers of soup, would collapse under its own gravity, creating a black hole reaching to Uranus. This supermassive black hole would contain 10 to the 42 calories, exceeding the sun's total lifetime energy output. Inside this soup black hole, you'd briefly feel normal due to geodesic motion, like being in a stable elevator. But minutes later, crushing pressure would destroy you. At the center, space-time curvature becomes infinite, compressing everything to infinite density. Interestingly, the type of soup wouldn't matter. The no-hair theorem states that black holes only differ by mass, charge, and angular momentum. At the opposite extreme, an object at absolute zero, 0 Kelvin, poses unexpected risks. A ultra-cold iron cube wouldn't immediately harm you from a distance. Cold objects don't emit cold radiation. They simply absorb heat without returning any. You feel cold near them because your body radiates heat without receiving any back, similar to the cold sky effect on starlit nights. The real dangers are indirect. Cold objects can condense oxygen from the air into its reactive liquid form, potentially igniting flammable materials. As these materials warm, their dramatic expansion can also displace breathable air. The edge of the observable universe lies roughly 270,000 trillion 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 miles away, a distance requiring 23 zeros. At highway speed, 65 miles per hour, reaching this edge would take 480 trillion 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 years, requiring a moon-sized sphere of gasoline and countless supplies. During this hypothetical journey, you'd witness the death of stars, the evaporation of black holes, and the universe's heat death. Yet reaching this edge wouldn't reveal space's true boundary. You'd simply arrive at the limit of what's visible from Earth, the distance light has traveled since the Big Bang. The universe likely extends far beyond this horizon, perhaps infinitely, but these regions remain forever hidden due to light's finite speed and cosmic expansion. This vastness illustrates both space's incomprehensible scale and the limits of human observation, regions we can mathematically describe but never directly witness. Could pigeons lift a person to the top of Australia's 322-meter Q1 skyscraper? Research shows pigeons can carry 25% of their body weight, 124 grams, and maintain vertical flight for only 15 to 20 seconds, reaching about 5 meters before exhaustion. During this ascent, their oxygen consumption triples and heart rates exceed 600 beats per minute. A multi-stage lifting approach fails due to exponential scaling. Since each pigeon can only carry a quarter of its weight, you'd need exponentially more birds per stage, by stage 10 exceeding the number of atoms in the observable universe. A Tyrannosaurus rex weighing 5,000 to 7,000 kilograms required about 40,000 calories daily for survival. Given that a human body contains roughly 110,000 calories, a T-Rex would need one human every 2 to 3 days to sustain itself. New York City's current birth rate could theoretically support about 350 tyrannosaurs. For perspective, a T-Rex could survive on 80 McDonald's hamburgers daily. A single restaurant's daily production of 1,000 burgers could feed more than a dozen dinosaurs, though ordering with those tiny arms presents an amusing challenge. When did English books become too numerous to read in a lifetime? This question reveals the limits of human cognition against expanding knowledge. The British Isles produced about one manuscript per day by 1075 CE. While typing outpaces handwriting, the brain's capacity to organize and create stories remains the true constraint. At 200-300 words per minute, a dedicated reader spending 16 hours daily could keep pace with 500 to 1,000 writers. English literature surpassed this threshold during Shakespeare's era, as commercial theater flourished, literacy increased, and the middle class emerged as readers. This marked the first time when available writing exceeded an individual's lifetime reading capacity. Today, Amazon alone lists millions of books with thousands added daily. Digital platforms and self-publishing have accelerated this exponential growth. Unlike medieval scholars who could master their field's complete knowledge, modern experts must specialize in narrow domains. This overwhelming volume of information has transformed our approach to education, research, and the nature of expertise itself. These thought experiments highlight how scientific principles remain consistent even in the most outlandish scenarios. The pigeon problem demonstrates how biological systems operate with different constraints than mechanical ones. While we can build helicopters that overcome gravity through brute force, animals have evolved efficiency-focused solutions that excel in specific conditions but fail dramatically when pushed beyond their natural parameters. Similarly, the T-Rex calorie calculation illuminates how energy flows through ecosystems and how body size relates to metabolic requirements. The relationship follows Kleiber's law, where metabolic rate increases with body mass raised to the 3/4 power. This helps explain why apex predators are relatively rare. The energy pyramid narrows sharply at higher trophic levels, with each predator requiring substantial territory to support its caloric needs. The soup black hole scenario reveals how physics ultimately reduces even the most complex structures to their simplest forms. No matter how carefully you seasoned your cosmic soup, once it collapsed into a black hole, those distinctions would vanish. A profound demonstration of how fundamental physical laws transcend our everyday experiences. The true brilliance of What If, too, lies not just in its scientific explanations, but in how it transforms our relationship with curiosity itself. By treating absurd questions with serious scientific rigor, Munro demonstrates that wonder knows no bounds, and neither should our questions. From cosmic soup to pigeon-powered flight, each scenario reveals that the universe operates according to consistent principles, even in the most outlandish circumstances. Perhaps the most valuable takeaway is that scientific thinking isn't just for scientists. It's a tool available to anyone willing to ask what if. The next time you find yourself wondering about some seemingly ridiculous scenario, remember that within that question might lie a pathway to understanding something profound about our world. After all, many scientific breakthroughs began with questions that once seemed equally absurd. What ridiculous question will you ask today that might change how you see the world tomorrow?